Oh, Rimrock Foundation on their way into the studio. If you're not familiar with Rimrock Foundation, where you been, man? Where you been? I got to give them lots of credit for lots of things. We've got the whole crew on their way in here this morning. I was bringing up, I was talking about Kathy before because we go way, way back. But we've got Lynette and Kathy from the, I love your name tags, by the way, you guys. It makes me, I don't have to ever worry about forgetting names. I got it. Lynette, got it. And you even have a cool tag on yours. Is that self-modified or did it come like that?
Self-modified.
Nice. Look at you go. First of all, we have to give double, I have to give kudos to you and then I'll give kudos to myself from you. For one, thank you for your very nice post on Facebook. You not only use the correct logo, a lot of people use our old logo, but it also looks smooth.
You're good.
So very nice on that. And then also, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie A Beautiful Boy, but when we talked to the family from A Beautiful Boy, and I mentioned Rimrock, I had to give you guys a plug in the middle of it and promote you through them. And then I found out, I haven't read the book, but I guess they mentioned Billings even in the book. So there's some sort of a connection, I think, probably because of the meth issues there.
Yes.
But that is a amazing movie and horror. You know, people were saying that they thought it was too sad. And I thought, you know, to me, not a great movie just to watch for fun. But if you want a glimpse into the world of addiction and you haven't had it that close to you, wow. I mean, it, obviously you guys know because you deal with it day in and day out, but it, addiction is no fun.
It's not fun.
Not at all.
Nope.
What, now on to Rimrock Foundation, the fun part
the
of it.
The fun part of it.
What are you guys up to up at Rimrock Foundation?
We are just, we're hitting this year running. We've got lots of really exciting things. One of the things that we want to continue to do is remind the community that we're the resource. Mm-hmm. We're here when you need us for whatever, wherever you are in your journey. And whether it's family members, yourself, coworkers, we're just here for all that. And that's what we're going to do in 2019 is really highlight what Rimrock does. Obviously, we are the leading addiction treatment center in the area, but we also have a lot of other things. We know whether it's adolescents and moms and kiddos. And that's why we're excited to be able to come in and see you once a month and just really highlight what, you know, our amazing staff, what we do, and what the community really needs to know about Rimrock.
Absolutely. Lynette, talk a little bit about the other, you know, Kathy mentioned kiddos and stuff. What, obviously, addiction, I think we all know. I mean, if you're addicted to, you know, if you've got an addiction issue with alcohol or with fill in the blank, get a hold of Rimrock Foundation. But what about like parents and kiddos and adolescents and stuff?
Yes, we're rather unique that we really have the entire continuum of care here in Billings. We have everything from a detoxification unit, which is a subacute hospital type setting, inpatient services, residential services, intensive outpatient, where we help serve the courts here in the treatment court system. We have two adolescent homes. We are in the school district providing both mental health and substance use treatment information. So we really are the entire continuum.
Yeah, and that's what I think is great, too, is that people don't have to wonder. You know, it's not like a thing you have to Google and go, where do I call? And wait, I've got these four places, and which one's the best? And let me check reviews. If it's an addiction issue and you're in this area, Rimrock Foundation can take care of it. I like that it's just the go-to catch-all for addiction-type issues and that you do it well. It's not like you're the one and you're the only one, uh-oh, I have to go to Rimrock. But, I mean, you're a place that people from all over the country travel to because they know the level of care they're going to receive.
We're unique in that we are CARF certified, and that's a regulatory body that comes every 3 years, looks at our delivery, and really are emphasizing quality service. We had a near-flawless CARF survey a year ago right now. Our surveyor said they'd never seen anything like that.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. Are there any new addiction issues you guys are taking on? I mean, what is anything new? I saw a recent, and this might be a little too cutting edge, but I saw a story on the NBC Nightly News about a young boy who went to treatment for vaping. He was addicted to vaping and was going down a bad spiral, and they put him in inpatient treatment to get him off vaping. So I know, I mean, the addiction, you know, they continue to progress and move forward. What's the latest, newest stuff you guys are seeing?
They do. You know, still in Montana, alcohol will always be the top addiction that we treat. Methamphetamine has been a close second for 4 years running.
Wow.
Ironically, the opioid addiction, you know, we're having such an epidemic of it nationwide, has not hit Billings or Montana like we've seen on the West Coast and the East Coast. It ranks around number 5 of the addictions we treat here.
Interesting.
Yeah, but meth is really what's causing a lot of our problems in our community and in people's lives. So we continue to look at that as the constant. We see people that have problems with gambling.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that may be unknown to the general public is we treat a lot of mental health issues. We have a mental health license. Often those go hand in hand with an addiction. But we have a whole department that just does that. We have psychiatrists and also duly licensed people that take care of mental health issues. That,
and it's so important when we, you know, I hate to keep harping on when we spoke to the people from the Beautiful Boy story, but the son, the one that was the addict in that story, he said that was one of his big pieces of advice was not only reach out to a treatment facility, but make sure you go to a good facility because you need to make sure you find out what's causing that addiction and if there are underlying mental illnesses, because he said some people focus so hard on trying to quit and then they don't address the mental illness that led to the habit in the first place and the addiction. And he said, you need that whole comprehensive care to make sure you're not just fighting the addiction, but you're fighting, you know, all the root causes of it as well.
That's absolutely
true.
And
I think a lot of us forget about that. We think, oh, you're hooked on something. You need to, somebody needs to help you get off of that thing. And you forget, well, why are you on it? You know, what is causing this? And what if it comes back? I mean, are you equipped to deal with it in the future, these situations? How long does treatment, I'm sure it obviously varies, but for something like methamphetamine, I mean, meth is such a crazy drug and I mean so addicting. How long is a treatment generally for something like that to get somebody from being an addict to feeling like they're able to function without meth?
It's very individualized. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a pretty considerable time before a person is clear enough to really start addressing those issues that led to the addiction. You know, a good week or 10 days before the clarity even starts setting in. We know, you know, the data has shown people that stay in long-term treatment have longer periods of sobriety, too. It's a disease. It's a relapsing disease. But we know the more treatment, the better the outcome in the long run. We're challenged somewhat by funding when it comes to how long we can keep somebody. And that's why this year's legislation in Helena is going to be very important to make sure that the Medicaid expansion continues, but that they address the cost of providing treatment, too. The Medicaid rates have been stagnant for over a decade, and it's really affecting treatment providers who are trying to provide the best care to folks but don't have the resources to do it.
Absolutely. What is that? Obviously there are certain people that have plenty of money and can just pay out of pocket for treatment, and then there are people on the opposite end of the spectrum that have no money, and there are some ways that they can get treatment that the government provides, right?
Right. Okay. And with the Medicaid expansion, it really opened up, you know, I believe it's around 93,000 Montanans now have access to health care, and that really kind of color our treatment center a little bit different. About two-thirds of our patients that we treat are on Medicaid, and the rest either are insured or are paying for it themselves.
That's what I was going to ask about, that middle part, you know, the people that aren't getting the, you know, the subsidies or assistance there, and then the people that don't have the money to just write a check. The middle ground people, is that something most insurances cover? You know, say just all of a sudden you're living a normal life, you've got insurance, and then somebody becomes addicted and you need treatment. Is that something that, say, my normal insurance I might have would cover some of that?
Yes, you know, after the Affordable Care Act was passed, parity came into play, which meant, you know, you have to treat behavioral health issues and pay for them in the same manner that you do the physical health issues. So it really did help a lot of people. So much has happened at the federal level with the CARES Act that was passed at the end of 2018 to help funnel some of the money from the federal level down to the state levels. We're hoping that Montana will see a little bit of that to deal with the problems that we have.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's so many issues out there. Somebody said, my mom was able to walk out of Rimrock. Why is that? That is a good question. Is it when somebody goes to treatment like that, are they there against, do you hold them? Are they locked in? I mean,
it's voluntary. It's 100% voluntary. And
so that, to answer your question, that's why. Yeah, it's not a jail. They're not incarcerated.
It's not. You know, we have an environment that is regimed. We put rules in place for the safety of our patients and for to really enhance their ability to concentrate on the issues that are at hand while they are there. But no, it is a person's right to leave against medical advice.
Because, I mean, it's the same at, you know, hospitals and stuff, too, where, they can tell you not to leave and you can still leave. I mean, they can't force you to stay there. But also, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're there to get treatment, I mean, you've got to want to get fixed at some point, too. I mean, it's, you know, I've went through a big weight loss journey and it is very similar where somebody can't just tell you to stop eating food or tell you you need to get healthy. I mean, until you make the decision in yourself that you want to do it, you can't really start fighting that fight, even with great resources.
Well, and you brought up a good point, too, because there's family involved. And at Rimrock, you know, we have one of the best family weeks. Well, I think we're probably the only ones that has a whole week for the family. And, you know, we have to treat those behaviors and those changes as well. It is a family disease, and there's a lot more to it than just, you know, checking someone in or having, you know, encouraging them to go to treatment, which we can get them in the door, you know, we can help, but it goes to the same thing. You know, they have to have that little bit of internal, let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little bit of a desire there. Mm-hmm. What's the best, for somebody that's thinking, you know, because we've gone over some, obviously, meth, alcohol, any sort of addiction, though. I mean, you know, there's so many different addictions. As you brought up, gambling. I mean, there's sex addiction. There's anything you might think of. Oh, wait, I didn't realize that was even real. Yeah. Though, I mean, if you've heard it with addiction attached to it, they can help at Rimrock Foundation. Mm-hmm. What's the best way? I mean, if somebody has a family member, do they just call the front desk and ask some questions? Is that the best way to just reach out to you guys?
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's one of the things that you heard me say that. That's going to be my motto this year, is we want to be the resource. You know, ask the questions, get the information. There's nothing worse than not even knowing where to turn. So give us a call. You know, our admissions counselors are amazing. We can answer the questions. We can give you the options. We can schedule assessments. And that's the first step. We just have to get people to know we're here. We're mm-hmm. here to answer those questions.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, you guys do a great job in the community. I mean, I know a lot of people that have gone through Rimrock Foundation and are doing very well for themselves. And I think, I mean, you're fighting the good fight, and we are kind of the epicenter here. You know, we're unfortunately a community that's got a lot of issues with addiction, but luckily, you know, we have such a progressive and helpful organization here that's available to help. Okay. Somebody said, I had a couple addictions. I'm proud to say I changed my life and I've been clean for 11 years now. That's a goal. I mean, I'm sure that's your guys' goal too.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you just want to hear those success stories and see people live in full, happy, productive lives without, you know, the cloud of addiction, you know, haunting you everywhere you go and everything you do. So,
and that's why we also add a really special, our staff is amazing. We have, you know, people that are walking that walk, that are in recovery, that are having those monuments, and they can sit across from someone that's in the beginning of their journey and say, I've been there, I know what it's like, and we're going to get you through this. And it's a huge, huge addition to what we have. Our staff is, I just can't talk enough about them. They're amazing.
There you go. And so what's the best way again to get a hold of you? What's the phone number?
248-3175. We also have a Facebook page.
Anywhere. There you go.
Call Big J. He'll
yeah,
tell you.
Exactly. I'll get you in touch with them. Yeah, they're
exactly,
on Facebook.
Exactly.
They're everywhere.
And you'll hear us once a month. And
there you go.
Lots of things coming up. Our pump and run in the summer again, and our symposium. So we, again, want to be the resource. We want people to know. Don't be afraid to call us.
There you go. Good. I mean, that's what they're there for, you guys. Reach out and get a hold of them and see if they can provide help for you or somebody in the family. I love it. Lynette, Kathy, thank you guys so much for coming up this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great morning, you guys. Right now, it's the latest from Ariana Grande. It's 7 Rings. It's 8:45 on the Big J Show on Hot 101.9.